High-speed railways, investing in the future. Building a high-speed rail network providing full speeds of 200 to 350 km per hour is a great technological leap forward that can revolutionize the transport system and consequently improve the way we travel. At the same time, it is a considerable organizational and financial challenge. Let's take a look around the world how other countries have managed to implement similar systems. The success of HSRs in other countries. The world's first high-speed rail line, the Shinkansen, built in 1964 between Tokyo and Osaka in Japan, achieved spectacular success. Its trains, operating at first at a maximum of 210 km per hour, now speed up to even 300 km per hour and carry more than 1 million passengers a day. In Europe, the pioneer was clearly France, which in 1981 introduced TGV trains on the new dedicated line between Paris and Lyon. Over the years, the TGV network has been extended and today reaches almost every corner of France and beyond. Interestingly, in 2007, a TGV train driving at 574.8 km per hour established a new speed record among rail vehicles. France's lead was followed by other European countries developing their own high-speed trains. German intercity expresses, ICE, Italian Pendolino trains, Spanish AVEs, or Belgian and Dutch modern Thalys trains. The advantages of high-speed railways have also been appreciated in Asia, Turkey, South Korea, Britain, Taiwan, and China, not to mention many other countries in which HSRs are currently under construction or in the planning stage. The chance for Poland. Should we then keep up with other countries and build a high-speed rail in Poland? According to the Ministry of Infrastructure, this investment would cost almost 30 billion zlotys. It would include building appropriate infrastructure as well as buying rolling stock, Pendolino trains operating at 230 up to 350 km per hour. The new high-speed network in Poland is planned to be completed by 2028, yet for the time being, the project of building a Y-shaped rail line linking Warsaw to Łódź, Wrocław and Poznań has as many supporters as opponents. The pros and cons of HSRs. The benefits of building high-speed rail lines in Poland are obvious. First of all, they would become part of the trans-European transport network, bringing Poland closer to the major European cities. They would also slash journey times between cities in our country, even more than a well-developed motorway network or air transport. It is said that 80% of Poland's inhabitants could be sure of easy access to high-speed services, with the main stations no more than 1 hour away. In addition, new trains would be simply punctual. For instance, the maximum delay of Japanese Shinkansen within a year does not exceed 36 seconds. Thus, there is no need to convince anybody about the economic advantages of such an investment, that is, supporting employment growth, correcting the imbalance between the core cities and the periphery, attracting new businesses, and many others. HSRs are also more environmentally friendly than either air or motor transport. It seems that the only disadvantage of them is the fact that they are expensive to construct, but if we think about this further, we can see that the cost of the Y-Line project is not much higher than the one of last year's road investments.